Mr. Chairman, Chairman Frost, thank you, Vice Chair Gladden, members of the committee. It's my honor to stand before you today on this important issue and also to stand with neighbors who have differences of opinion on this issue of gun violence and reducing gun violence. And I think as the testimony proceeds today, I think one thing that we all can appreciate is the fact that in our country we're able to express these differences of opinion with one another and in this forum. That is the working democracy that we're blessed to have in our country. So let me get right to it. We choose to take on gun violence this session because every life is precious, every life is needed, and there is no human tragedy worse than the violent taking of a child's life. And that's what we saw in the massacre in Connecticut. None of us watching those images, none of us having empathy in our hearts, could look at those scenes and not ask ourselves, is there not something more that we could and we should be doing? We clearly have more work to do. In Maryland, even as we've partnered with more effective law enforcement to drive down homicides to 3-decade lows, we are still losing far too many of our fellow citizens to gun violence. Last year, 516 of our fellow citizens were lost to gun violence. There is no such thing in our state as a spare American. And that's why a broad coalition of police chiefs, faith leaders, advocates for domestic violence victims, citizens from across our state have come together in support of the legislation that the O'Malley Brown administration has put before you and that you consider today. These proposals build on the important work that we're doing together to protect domestic violence victims from guns and on the important work of our task force on guns and mental illness, and builds on the work of brave Maryland law enforcement who put themselves in harm's way and seized over 1,800 illegal guns from criminals last year. That is 45% more seizures, I do believe, than 6 years before. This legislation takes a comprehensive approach. It includes, number one, a common-sense licensing provisions to keep guns away from criminals while protecting the right to legal handgun ownership. It requires a license and criminal background check to purchase a gun. It has a gun safety component and has other measures aimed at preventing criminals from obtaining guns. It's our belief that if car owners can take a driving test and obtain a license, it's reasonable to ask for safety training and a criminal background check in order to obtain a license for purchase of a handgun. Licensing provisions work. In cities where licensing is required, there are fewer guns diverted to criminals. It cuts down on the so-called straw purchases by which people with clean records buy guns and hand them over immediately to criminals who then use them to kill or commit other crimes. What's more, states that have similar licensing provisions also have substantially lower gun death rates than states that do not. We are not trying to ban handguns. This law protects legal gun ownership. It is designed to stop criminals from buying guns. Let me be clear about one other thing. We are licensing handguns, not hunting rifles. We are committed to protecting hunters and their traditions. In fact, in our state, we need more people to become hunters. It's important for land conservation, a topic for another hearing. Secondly, this legislation bans the sale of military-style assault weapons that have been used in mass shootings across our country. We are also proposing a limit on the size of high-capacity magazines that fuel these military assault weapons, which I believe have no place other than on a battlefield. Today, 4 states ban high-capacity magazines with more than 10 rounds. All are among the states with the lowest rates of gun deaths. Number 3, with your vote, we will take a number of actions to improve mental health treatment and timely data sharing. Never again do we want to say after the fact that if we had only known what we knew, you know, if we only knew what we knew, if we had only known at the time and might have acted to prevent it. So we will create a center for excellence on early intervention for serious mental illness. Center will utilize more effective early intervention strategies so we can save more lives with crisis intervention. And number four, and the final aspect of this bill, is that we will act to upgrade security at Maryland schools with a $25 million capital investment in security upgrades at Maryland schools. And building on the task force recommendations, we will create a Maryland Center for School Safety so that law enforcement professionals can provide the advice that our public school administrators need so that they can better secure the entrances, entrance and egress of their buildings. Conclusion. We've made important progress together. This progress has saved lives. It has saved lives throughout our state. None of these things that we've done, these things that work, were an accident. The solutions we're proposing are not about banning all guns or casting blame on everything but guns. They are about putting the focus on saving lives with a comprehensive approach that would ban military assault weapons, that would improve school security, and would also improve mental health services. This is not about ideology. This is about public safety. This is about doing reasonable things that work to save lives and prevent, hopefully, the sort of slaughter that our country sadly has been a witness to far too often in recent months and years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.